Jared Gomes here with you. We got a John Fogerty tribute show coming to Mighty Peace Golf Club. So I thought I'd chat with him and see what's going on with this thing.
My name is Jeff Brewer, but the title of the project is Tribute to John Fogerty.
And tell me about the upcoming show. What can people expect?
Okay, so we're going to be playing all the hits from CCR, and we're going to be playing some smatterings of John Fogerty. I mean, John is the singer for both acts, so we're going to be doing, it covers like 4 decades of his work. And we're going to be doing all the hits, and everybody knows the songs, and they like to sing along with it. It includes a lot of stuff, like I said, for sing-alongs. One of the famous quotes from John Fogerty is, he wrote a song for everyone. And I find that these shows are very interactive, and people take a little walk down memory lane and enjoy to sing along with the song and participate. Yeah.
So if you're a fan of the music and you love singing, it's like, don't be shy at the show. You have some fun with it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's a good part of it. I mean, I find they can't help themselves anyway. You know, it's not something you have. Yeah, you can't tell. You don't have to tell them to do it. They'll just go for it.
Has anything stood out maybe on the bad end? Has there been any struggles or maybe any hiccups during a show that maybe stand out as a funny story afterwards?
Oh, you know what? I can tell you one thing that happened. It was a show that I did. I think it was New Year's Eve? No, it wasn't New Year's Eve. It was, yes, it was New Year's Eve. I did a show on the East Coast, and I started the show. I got about, I don't know, maybe half an hour into it, and there was a power outage, like literally the whole west side of that town went out. There was a blackout, right? And it was pretty crazy. So when this blackout occurred, it took a while because it was a big deal. It was in town. And while it was, so I went back and to the dressing room and waited for a bit. And then it was taking a little bit of time to get this rectified. So I came back out and just kind of grabbed my guitar acoustically, and everybody just got rowdy and started singing the songs anyway, right?
Oh, wow.
It was, it was pretty cool. I remember that. That was something that did stand out. And we had it, and the power did come back on and we finished. So it kind of, in a way, almost made the night more memorable, right? And it was kind of special. Yeah, it was a good time.
And how exactly did you get into this? Like, how does one do that?
I was doing this. Well, I'm a tribute artist, and I've done a couple of other acts. And with this one, I like the music, and it's John Fogerty's music. It's really classic songwriting, and he's it's a band, but it's kind of led by John Fogerty. Like, he's, in a way, he's kind of the band, kind of. So that appealed to me as well. And it's kind of a rock blues project as well, so and a little bit of country in there too, right? So it kind of caters to a broad audience, and his songs are, I mean, like everybody knows this guy's music, so, and I'm a fan myself, so I thought that would be a good project, and my vocal range and style, like it fits it well. So that was kind of the progenesis of the whole thing, and I thought, yeah, let's do it. And it was very popular. Like, once I got the act up, people were responding very well to it. So I thought that was a good call. I don't know if that answers your question, but that's kind of why I, you know, got into that.
And if you had to put the show in just like a couple words to sell people on it, or maybe one sentence, what would you tell people to really bring them in?
I would say it is a guaranteed feel-good night out listening to excellent classic music. Classic rock music, yeah, and a trip down memory lane.
Is there anything I missed that maybe you wanted to mention, or anything you wanted to say to people coming out to the show?
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys and have a great time. I love being out with people, having a good time, and being part of it. The audience is just as important as the performer, if not more. So, and I really mean that. So I look forward to seeing people and meeting them and engaging with them. It's going to be a really good time, and I'm really looking forward to going out and playing for you guys.
Of course, the show is taking place Saturday, June 7th at the Mighty Peace Golf Club. Cocktails at 6, dinner at 7, show at 8. Buffet and dinner tickets are $60. That includes the show as well. And you can get those tickets at Beyond 2000, 780-332-2012 or 780-332-GOLF. If you missed any part of that interview, or you just want to hear parts again, or even want more details on the event, go check that out on our app and website.